Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
0141-951-1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard this Thursday. Rangers striker Hamza Igerman is being linked with a big money move to France. Celtic still waiting to add to their ranks, although the rumour mill is hotting up. Another club are interested in signing their winger Nicholas Kuhn, and Greg Taylor looks like he's moving to Greece. And both Motherwell and Dundee United have made signings of their own. I'm Gabriel Antoniazzi. Joining me in the studio today is Gordon Dalziel.
Yeah, transfer market's starting to heat up. Most of the talking points today, Gabs, is about Rangers centre forward Igerman. You know, his value, how much would they go for? He's a young lad, 22 years of age. It'd be interesting because 2 or 3 days ago it was Dessers. If money came in that was acceptable to Rangers, would they leave themselves that short by selling both Igerman and Dessers in this window? Incredible.
And of course, that big Champions League qualifier now under a month away. But Gordon, just on the face of it, we're going to deep dive. But on the face of it, is this interest, just reported at the moment, is it good or bad for Rangers?
I think any interest for your players is good. Depends on the price. It really does. I think Rangers bought him last year for around about 1.7 million. So they'll be looking to cash in. Look, he's a young, terrific talent. He's 22 years of age. He's played about 30-odd games for Rangers. Didn't light up the season, but there was times when you watched him, you thought the potential in him is absolutely brilliant. It just depends on the price, Gabs. Every player, we've seen it before. You look at guys across the city like Matt Riley. When the big money came, Celtic sold them, quite rightly so, cashed in them. And I think Rangers probably have learnt by their lessons with the likes of Morelos and Kane and people like that. So if the right money come along, then I would see this transfer happening.
Well, that's what Gordon Dalziel thinks. But we want to know what you at home think. You know the number, 0141 951 1025. You can tweet us at Clyde SSB as well. Rangers fans. So it's transfer journalist Sasha Tavolieri reported overnight that Lille have chosen the Moroccan to be the replacement for Jonathan David. He looks set to join Juventus on a free transfer. It's now being reported by other outlets in France as well that the Moroccan has agreed terms with Lille and he's expected to leave Ibrox this window. Although reports back in Glasgow do suggest the two clubs are yet to discuss the price itself. But that's what we want to hear from you. What do you think the price should be? And what was your first reaction when you read the news on your phone last night or this morning? Is Igerman the man that you want to lead this Russell Martin revolution? Build the team around him? Or, as Gordon says, if the price is right, do you cash in and then use that to motor this rebuild that is badly needed in the blue side of Glasgow? And what does it mean for the future of others? As Gordon was saying, Cyril Dess has been linked with a move away as well. Danilo's been out of favour since he moved to the club. You've also been linked with Peterborough defender Emmanuel Fernandez today. It seems like Russell Martin is really trying to bolster that back line. Celtic supporters, you'll be watching and listening as well. You know a thing or two about selling players for big cash. Perhaps you've got thoughts on when the time is right to sell your assets. Is the time right for Nicholas Kuhn? We're hearing that Como are interested in him as well. Now, it's been RB Leipzig in his native Germany all summer, but now Cesc Fabregas's Como look set to join the race. Could you start a bidding war for the winger? What's his price? Would you be happy to see him go and bring in a replacement? And of course, Greg Taylor, a saga that we've been talking about on this show for at least the past 12 months. It now looks like he is set to sign with PAOK Salonika in Greece. Does that leave you short at left back? What do you think that means with Kieran Tierney returning to the club? Dundee United brought in Ukrainian goalkeeper Yevgeny Kucherenko late last night. Motherwell made Elliot Watt their third addition of the summer as well. And Kyle McGuinness looks set to re-sign with Kilmarnock, even though he was training with Dundee. So you know the number. We want to hear from all of you fans out there. 0141 951 1025. Gordon, before we go to the phones, the price is right. What's the price?
Well, this will be an interesting one. It'll be a mixed bag from Rangers supporters. You bring in a player at 1.7 million now. I know that Rangers will be looking at top dollar for him because he's a young player. He's only got to get better. We've seen his potential. Look, he's not lit up the Scottish Premier League, but there's games when you watch him. He's scored in Europe as well. There's games when you watch him that you just think, oh, he's a terrific talent. It'll be interesting what Rangers set that target at. I think they've got to be careful. I think if you bring in somebody at 1.7 million, and the rumours are the talk just now, not me, the rumours and the talk just now, they're looking around this 15 million mark. If Rangers get 15 million for Iggeman, I think that would be a fantastic piece of business.
You think they can't say no to 15 million?
Oh, I'd be shocked. I know they may hold on for a little bit more, but if you're bringing someone in 1.7 million, you're selling them for 15. He's not been the number nine every week. He's not been the starter every week at Rangers. He's had a big say in this season, and especially in Europe. I think he looks like a lad that will improve as the seasons go on. He's only 22, so you can see you're buying potential. But I just think that Rangers have been stung before with this, and I think they've got to be careful. If I was looking at it and I'm getting an offer and I'm sitting in the board at Rangers at 15 million, I would be seriously considering that. I just wonder what the Rangers fans would be thinking.
Yeah, let's hear from you, Rangers fans. Quickly, we'll go through the stats, right? 46 games for Rangers this season. That's 16 goals, 3 assists. And as Gordon was saying there, keep in mind, he didn't really come into the team, didn't start starting games until around November time. Now, it is ironic that it's Lille back in for a Rangers striker 6 years after Rangers rejected a bid for Alfredo Morelos. And we all know how that ended. Morelos went for free. They can't repeat that mistake, can they?
No, the only thing is the young guy's tied down, so there's no panic. It's not like they're going to, you know, if they don't accept a bid, first bid, then they're going to lose out on him, because you can play next year. He could be a big part of the rebuilding under Russell Martin. You just wonder what Rangers are thinking just now, because they have been stung before. They've just got to be careful. Anything can happen to players. You know, they could go for him, they can get an injury, whatever it is. If you're seeing the money right there and then, and you look at Russell Martin coming in, he'll be wanting funds, as much funds as he possibly can, to rebuild us. You look what he's doing just now. It's noticeable that he's looking at that back line. He's looking to be very difficult to beat. Walter Smith, one of the greatest Rangers managers ever, that was his forte. He made sure that Rangers were very hard to beat. Russell Martin, I think, is going down the same line. I think he's looking at his back line. I think he needs funds. I know that the 49ers have come in with a decent budget. But if you're getting that profit on a 1.7 million player and you're getting round about that, and it's not me saying it, I'm saying the rumours, the 15 million mark, I think you've got to really seriously consider that.
Yep, right, Rangers fans, come on, let's hear from you. 0141 951 1025. What is the right price for Hamza Iggeman, or would you not sell him at all? Right, we're going to start on the other side of the city with the phone tonight. John is in Coatbridge. You're a Celtic fan. How are you doing tonight, John?
Hi, guys. Hi, Gordon. Hi, Gabriel.
Hi, John.
See, before I make my point, Daz, I don't know if you know this, but he's a fella for Coatbridge, unfortunately, John Cullen. He's a big Motherwell fan, and he passed away the other day. It's just to say rest in peace, John. He was a big Motherwell fan. I don't know if you maybe know him, Daz.
No, I don't. John, but sad news, John, anyway, John.
You're a lovely man. A lovely man. No, I mean, just want to pay tribute to him. Yeah. So just other words, I was just on about Nicholas Coon. I think Gordon, if the money's right, Celtic should take. I would take Edna up above 15 million for that guy. He done well last year, and his stats were good, his numbers, but to me, he's too inconsistent. And Brendan always pulls out a good winger, and this boy Nygren or something, he looks a good player. So I just want to know what you think, Gordon.
Yeah, I say that every player, no matter who you're playing for or how well you're playing, they've got a price. Of course they have. I would go back to Matt O'Reilly. You look at the price that, you know, Celtic could never refuse a low at that time. He was absolutely brilliant for them. So Coon, I totally agree with you. I thought that the start of the season, John, he was excellent. He was on fire. I think everybody was tipping him to go on to win player of the year. Then he took that sort of a dip. And that's what happens to players, and especially wide players for me. I think wide players do that occasionally, just take that little bit of dip and then they come back onto a good run at the end of the season. I think he's a talented player. I think he's a very good player. I think if the Celtic are going to cash in them, then I think they've got to be careful, because Brendan Rodgers likes to play with these wide players. Maeda now, at this moment in time, you would say probably number one centre forward. If the big games come along, he'd be number one centre forward. Jota, obviously, with that bad injury. Forrest is another year on, although I would always keep Forrest as a backup coming on and to influence the game. And I think he's brilliant at that. So you look at Yang. Now, it's mixed bag with Yang. I think there's supporters out there of him. Other ones don't really fancy him. So I think Brendan will be looking definitely in the wide areas, but I don't think you can afford to just put Nicholas Coon out the door without having replacements come in. I think you'd leave yourself very, very short indeed.
Yeah, John, what are your thoughts on Benjamin Nygren? He's the person that's being tipped to come in, perhaps in the place of Nicholas Coon. Have you seen much of him? Have you heard much about him?
Well, obviously, I've seen bits of him on YouTube, but you see all the good play, you know what I mean, these guys. But he seems quite a good... He seems quite good, you know what I mean? And obviously, they're getting him for that price because, obviously, his contract runs out in the next year. So I think it'd be a good bit of business for him, not? And he's a false Swedish international. So I think it'd be a good signing, you know what I mean? So I do.
Do you think you could get a bit of more for Nicholas Coon with Como entering the race now, John?
I don't know. I think they will get a bid. And as I said to the producer there, obviously now, as I heard you saying, Como are interested apparently as well. So I know it's been Leipzig and Newcastle. So let the bidding war begin. So the more bids, the more money they'll get. You know what I mean?
That's the attitude, John, that all Celtic fans and Celtic hierarchy will certainly be thinking. Just before you go, what are your thoughts on Greg Taylor looks set to sign for Pauk Salonika in Greece? What do you think about that?
I feel sorry for him going, because he always gave 120%, and but most 99% of Celtic fans will go with their good wishes, because he's been a model professional for Celtic. And good luck, Greg, when you go there, pal.
Gordon, you think the same about that with Greg Taylor?
Yeah, I think it makes sense for Greg Taylor. I think Brendan Rodgers probably sat down, had a chat with him. I think Brendan Rodgers was very keen to keep him. But if you're Greg Taylor, you're staging your career and what he's achieved at Celtic, let's not be kidded here. He's been very, very good. He's been a good signing for Celtic. Excellent signing. Very seldom lets him down. I know sometimes that, like everyone else, the Celtic fans go on his back a little bit. But if you're Greg Taylor and you're looking, you've been there for a right few years now, you've won a lot of trophies, you look at fans' favourite, like Kieran Tierney coming back into the building, probably got to be the number one left back, I think it makes sense for him. I think Celtic will be a little bit disappointed, because they want two quality players in every position. And if Greg Taylor stayed, I think Tierney and Taylor there for fighting for that left back position would be a good duo. But as much as I think Tierney is a better player, I just think he's staging his career, Gabs. I think it makes sense for a fresh challenge for him.
All right, well, thank you to your call, John, in Coatbridge. Let's go along the M8 to Jordan in Broxburn, the other side of the city as well. Jordan, you're a Rangers fan. How are you doing tonight?
Evening, gents. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Let's start with the top story there then. Hamza Igaman, what are your thoughts on him? Would you sell him, and if so, what price?
Yeah, I'd definitely sell Igaman. I'd take probably 15 to 20 million for him. I'd also let Raskin go. Hopefully we'll get about 20 for Raskin. And then this goes to prove that the 49ers are doing what they've done when they came into Leeds. They actually sold quite a few of their top players, brought in a lot of money, and therefore they were able to bring in more players for the manager at the time. And I think this is what Russell Martin will do, is that we'll be able to bring in more players now rather than three or four, we'll be able to bring in maybe seven or eight.
Yeah, I agree. I think that sometimes you've got to look at your squad, and Rangers carried a big squad last year, a lot of wages. You've got to make money available for Russell Martin. It's not just a case of the Fortnightingers got to come in and just be an open checkbook for him. You've got to trim your squad. You've got to get the right players that's going to play your formation first and foremost. Russell Martin will know everything about his squad just now. I do agree. I think if you get decent money in for Iggeman, it frees up one a wage. It frees up a lot of money. As long as Russell Martin's saying to the board, look, if I can get money in for these guys, does that go on my budget for the transfer market? Mm-hmm. And if that's the case, then certainly you've got to be looking at that. Because if you get round about the 15 million, whether you get that or not, I don't know. But if you get round about that for Iggeman, I think that's a brilliant bit of business. I really do. The only one, John, and I disagree a little bit, Raskin, for me, I think Russell Martin will be looking to build his midfield round about him. He had a fantastic end of the season. He showed his true potential. I thought he was excellent. Now, I'll go back to what I said earlier, Gabs. Everybody's got their price. So if big money does come in for Raskin, then, yeah, I would sell him as well, because I think that's the way football is nowadays, and it frees up more money for Russell Martin, because he'll have targets that he wants to bring in. There's no doubt about that. But if you don't get the right money, I wouldn't be in a rush to get Raskin out the door. I think Raskin's got great potential. I think he showed that at the end of the season. I think he could go on to be a potential captain for Rangers in the middle of the park. So I wouldn't be in a hurry to let him leave Ibrox, but once again, it's all about the pouncy.
Okay, Nico Raskin did captain the team a few times last season, player of the year as well for Rangers. But Jordan, you've said 20 million there. Are you really, if 15 million comes in for Nico Raskin, are you saying no?
No, I think, and it's with both players, the situation. You actually mentioned that I don't want to get caught in the Morelos situation. Mm-hmm. So if somebody comes in and offers 20 million for Raskin, we take it. If somebody offers 15 million for Iggemani, we take it. Because what happens if Raskin has a stinker of a season next year and then we won't be able to sell him for anything? This is the reason that we need to sell players when they're at the top of their prime and the money we can get for them. We can't just hold on to them. And I would love to keep Raskin, but if we can make £20 million off Raskin and 15 off Iggemani, it's a no-brainer, because then we can bring in more players.
Is there any concern that you could sell too many of your first team players at once if you are selling a Raskin, an Iggeman, and perhaps a Cyril Dessers as well? We know Vaclav Cherny was a key contributor last season. He's gone back to his parent club in Germany. Is there any concern from that side for you, Jordan, or are you happy to almost clean deck and give Russell Martin, Kevin Thirlwell the keys to build a new Rangers side here?
See, if they get rid of Iggemani, I don't actually think they'll sell Dessers. I think they'll keep a hold of Dessers, because I can't see them getting rid of a 50-goal striker and then leaving us with literally no experience of anybody that's played in the league up top. Whereas Iggemani has, so if Dessers goes, we'll probably keep a hold of Iggemani, but I would probably like to sell Iggemani because we'll get more money for him. So,
I'd agree with that. If I had the choice, you're not going to get that sort of money for Dessers, especially at his age, right? If you're going to get big money and it comes from the 22-year-old Iggemani, I would be letting him go out the door. I'd be keeping Dessers, right? Because I think it's a big season for Rangers. Jordan touches on his goal-scoring record. Top goal-scorer last year in the league. Scored, what, 20-odd goals the year prior. He scored goals everywhere he went. And I think, I know he comes in with a bit of criticism from some of the Rangers supporters because of the chances he misses. I think that if you're going to be challenging Celtic next year, I think you've got to have a guy who puts the ball in the back of the net. And I think Cyril Dessers is that guy for you.
Jordan, we know that Gordon Dyell is the biggest Cyril Dessers fan on this entire country. But if you're selling Hamza Iggeman, let's say you get 15 million, Vaclav Cherny's gone, they're your second and third top scorers. You've still got Dessers. Are you looking to reinvest that money in a first choice number nine, or is Cyril Dessers wearing that number nine shirt come the start of the season in August?
I think if we get rid of Iggemani, and I don't think there's any word yet with Hearts and Shankland, but think Shanklin would be a no-brainer if we can get him on a free.
So you'd still take Shanklin after all this time?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. The guy scores goals. The guy scores goals, and it's something that we do. We struggle to do.
I think
what happened when they played him up top last at the end of the season, he started scoring goals again.
Yeah, I agree with that. I said it all season. I can't believe that you have a 31-32 goal scorer that season, and then the following season you play him in the hole as a number 10. It baffled me that. I couldn't understand that. He's a centre forward, he's a goal scorer. Look, if you get Igaman out the building and you get that money for him, and you've got a guy like Shanklin sitting there on a free and it's wages only, I think that's a no-brainer, because he knows the league inside out. He showed that he can score goals. He won player of the year 2 years ago. He's a Scotland international. You're not paying a fee for him. It's basically wages. I think that would be a great bit of business for Rangers.
Yeah, we'll still have to wait and see what happens with Lawrence Shanklin. Derek McInnes was speaking earlier in the week saying he's expecting to find a resolution soon. Oh, thank you to Jordan in Broxburn for your call. We want to have more after the break. 0141 951 1025. We want to hear from you, Rangers fans. It's all about Hamza Igaman for you this evening. What is the right price, and would you be happy to see him go and reinvest it into the team? Celtic fans, Nicholas Kuhn is attracting interest from Como. It's the same question. How much are you selling him for? Is it the £15 million that's being mooted? And what about Greg Taylor moving to Greece? Does it leave you short at left back? Can Tierney play 50, 60 games a season? And we'll take more calls after the break. But first, we'll do this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Now, I was here on Tuesday, sitting over there watching you.
Mm-hmm.
One word. Pathetic.
It wasn't pathetic. It was... Listen, I seem to be getting all the guys that are very good at Beat the Pundit. I listened to last night.
Did you hear it?
The guy got a donut. Where is he on a Tuesday and a Thursday? Please phone back.
You know it's because everyone fancies their chances against you, so we've got 10 people calling in.
I'm ready, have you? Oh, well, here we go again. I need a victory. I've got to say, I need a victory. My reputation's been shot to flames.
Right, we'll see you after the break. Who is going to beat Gordon DL this evening?
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
You are the voice of Scottish football. Call 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Welcome back to Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Gordon DL here with me, Gabriel Antoniazzi. We are talking about Hamza Igaman, the Rangers striker, being linked with a big money move to France. The question is all about price now, Rangers fans. Is 15 million enough? Is it 20 million? Are you going to repeat the same mistakes that happened with Alfredo Morelos and Ryan Kent? You know the number to call. Celtic supporters, do you want to ring and let us know what you think about some outgoings from your club as well? Nicholas Kuhn, he's been linked with RB Leipzig all summer. Now it's Como. Cesc Fabregas' Como. They've entered the race. What price can you get for him? And Greg Taylor leaving to go over to Greece as well. How do you look back at his time at Parkhead? You know the number, 0141 951 1025. Get your calls in as we play this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Now, Gordon DL is having a horror show this summer. 5-1 down. Are you even trying? Because no. I know you hate pre-season.
No, I hate pre-season, yeah. I couldn't care less. It shouldn't be Beat the Pundit in pre-season.
Honestly,
I've disagreed with this from day one. It's not a competition. I'll wait till the real season starts, then I'll kick in. MD comes on, I'm prepared to give him a ball. In fact, I won last week and decided to go tiebreaker and lost.
Right, what happens if you're playing a boy that gets a donut tonight as well?
I'll get a donut and we'll go at a tiebreaker.
Right, okay. Playing this evening is Reese in Livingston. You're a Celtic fan. Reese, how you doing?
How you doing, Paddle?
Very well this evening. You fancy your chances making it 6-1 against Gordon DL?
I don't want to count my chickens, no.
Oh, come on, Reese. You can't let the side down. Everybody's beating me.
Well, tonight might be the night.
Oh, no. I fancy Reese. I think he's...
I've seen these questions. Reese, I fancy you as well, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's put some greatest hits in Gordon's ear so you can listen to some older tunes. Reese, have you played before?
No, first time.
I assume you know the rules. So 30 seconds to answer as many as you can correctly. You can pass as well. Is that okay with you?
That's all good, mate.
Okay, and let's do this. Question number one. What nationality is Hamza Igerman?
Nigerian.
Name any Scottish football manager who has been knighted.
Sir Alex Ferguson.
True or false? Hearts investor Tony Bloom is the uncle of actor Orlando Bloom.
True.
Which club did Celtic sign Nicholas Kuhn from?
Rapid Vienna.
Who was Celtic's last caretaker manager?
Neil Lennon.
How many World Cups did Scotland reach in the 1990s?
Two.
Okay. How do you think you did there, Reece?
Not bad. Started a wee bit, but we'll see.
Yeah, okay. Well, don't forget, you're playing Gordon DL, so don't stress too much. Let's bring him back in. Gordon, you back with us yet? I don't think he is by the looks of his face. You with us?
Oh, sorry.
Were you listening to music there?
Yeah.
What was playing?
Say you, say me.
Oh, you're such a good singer. I love when you sing. Right, are you ready for this tonight?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, on your marks, steady, go. What nationality is Hamza Igerman?
Moroccan.
Name any Scottish football manager who's been knighted.
David Moyes.
True or false? Hearts investor Tony Bloom is the uncle of actor Orlando Bloom.
False.
Which club did Celtic sign Nicholas Kuhn from?
Rapid Vienna.
Who was Celtic's last caretaker manager?
John Kennedy.
How many World Cups did Scotland reach in the 1990s?
Three.
The name of which country's top division is abbreviated to the SPL?
Pat. No idea.
That was quite a tough one.
Yeah, what was?
You'll wait and see. Okay, that was really interesting.
Of course.
One of your answers there, I was going to burst out laughing. Reese, how do you think you did? Do you think you've won, or do you think Gordon's got it?
I think he's picked me. Hands on your manny question. I got that wrong for sure.
Well, I think I got a few wrong after that. Don't worry about it.
Oh, this is going to be close, right? Let's go through the answers. What nationality is Hamza Igerman? Reese, you went for?
Nigerian.
Nigerian. Cyril Dessus is Nigerian.
Moroccan, isn't he? He's Moroccan.
Easy. 1-0 to the Dazzler. Right. Name any Scottish football manager who's been knighted. This is the one that got me. Reese, what did you go for?
Sir Alex Ferguson.
Easy days.
David Moyes has.
David Moyes has not been knighted.
Did they not get an... Oh, I get an MBE, didn't I?
Is he Sir David Moyes?
No, I get an MBE.
That's not the answer.
Oh, right. Oh, no.
1-1, Reese. You're in with a chance.
Was too easy.
Too easy. You're in with a chance. True or false? Hearts investor Tony Bloom is the uncle of actor Orlando Bloom. That one was false. So, Gordon DL, you've got that. You're 2-1 up. That was a bit of a guess. You not fancy that? Do you not see the likeness between the two now?
Absolutely not.
Which club did Celtic sign Nicholas Kuhn from? You both said Rapid Vienna?
Yeah.
There we go. You keep that lead. 3-2. Who was Celtic's last caretaker manager? Reese, who'd you go for?
I went for Neil Lennon.
Correct answer was?
John Kennedy.
John Kennedy.
That's like 4-2. Oh, come on, please. Tell me Reese ran out in... Reese was quite fast. Oh, no, and I'll tell you what, Reese got this one. How many World Cups did Scotland reach in the 1990s? The correct answer was two. 1990 and 98. You should have got that.
Yeah, no. Okay, right, okay. Calm your jets.
3-4. There's one in it. Reese, the name of which country's top division is abbreviated to the SPL? Would you have got this, Reese?
Absolutely not. It would have been a guess.
It was Saudi Arabia. But Gordon DL didn't get it either. Doesn't matter. He wins 4-3. The Dazzler is back up and running 5-2. I'm sorry, Reese. I'm sorry about that one.
No, it's my fault. I should have got John Kennedy.
John Kennedy. Oh, well, listen, at least you didn't think David Moyes was knighted.
See, to be fair, right, I honestly thought that was an MBE type thing, right? Because I've seen David Moyes got it this year, didn't he? Not that long ago.
Yeah,
he got it not that. And I thought Fergie's too easy, so I'll think out the box.
I had to keep my face together when you said David Moyes. I thought you were trying to wind me up. Reese, you are a Celtic fan. Have you got any thoughts on Greg Taylor leaving the club?
I was quite disappointed to see him go, to be honest, especially since I can't really see Kieran Tierney playing the full season with his injury record. So I was hoping Greg could maybe stay and fight for the place, but not to be.
You're going to have to bring in another left back then?
100%, but I don't know where to go for. No one's going to come anywhere close to Kieran Tierney, so they'll need to be happy being a backup.
Mm-hmm. Any thoughts on Nicholas Kuhn as well? What's the right price you'd take for Nicholas Kuhn?
I'd say, well, if the last gentleman thought Igamani was rated that highly, I'm going to have to put Kuhn much higher than that. So between 20 million I'd take.
20 million. Well, Reese, thank you very much for joining us. Unfortunately, you won't be getting a signed ball despite Gordon trying to lose as many as he can this summer. He pulls one back, 5-2 for the Dazzler in the Summer League. Just on that, Nicholas Kuhn, 20 million. Is that too much? Do you say no to 50 million? Or now that you've got two big teams interested with money, do you try and let them battle it out? It's still early days and he's got 4 years left on his deal.
Yeah. I think Nicholas Kuhn is a top football player. I wouldn't be too desperate to get him out, but it's all down to the financial side of it, isn't it? We go back to it. If the money comes calling and you think it's worth it, then you sell him on. Doesn't matter how good a player is, and that's what the trade model is at Celtic. We've seen it before with other players. They sell them on. Nicholas Kuhn, if someone comes in and offers me 20 million for Kuhn, yeah, I'm selling them.
Yeah.
I'm selling them. But I go back to it. I think we're too quick to say, right, okay. Nicholas Kuhn, remember last season, was brilliant at the start of the season. Mm-hmm. Absolutely brilliant. Yes, he came off it midway through. And then he come back in with a little bit of a run. I think cup final he was poor, I've got to say. I don't think he was very good in the cup final. I thought he was off it in the cup final. But Nicholas Kuhn is a very talented player, and I think he can only get better next season. So I wouldn't be in a hurry to get rid of him. I'm not saying that get him out the door and bring in other wingers, because Celtic are short there in that area just now. As mentioned before, Jota has been a big loss, obviously, with his injury. You've got James Forrest, you've got Yang. Maeda's preferred through the middle. It may be a case that Celtic look to go and get another number nine, and Maeda becomes that winger again, gives him a bit more strength in the wide area. Because that's the way Brendan Rodgers likes to play. He likes to play with those two wingers, likes to play fast attacking football. So I wouldn't be too quick to get him out. And going back to the Tierney point, yeah, I think Tierney's a great signing for him. I really do. Knows the club inside out, fans' favourite. He's a terrific player. I know questions about, well, his injuries, can he play 50-odd games? Look, sometimes players just go through spells, they get picking up niggles and injuries or whatever it may be. But I'll be astonished that Celtic leave themselves short in the left-back position if Greg Taylor leaves. I think they'll have already targeted somebody to come in there and challenge Tierney for that position.
Mm-hmm. Well, Celtic fans, give us a call. What do you think about the Tierney, Taylor and Kuhn situation? Let's go back to the phones, though. We've got a Rangers fan. Kenny is on the line in Gourock. Kenny, how are you doing tonight?
Very well, thanks very much for having me on.
No problem, Kenny. We've been talking a lot about Hamza Igaman, but you want to speak about another Rangers player, is that right?
Yeah, the last Rangers supporter was on. I'm agreeing with a bit more what Gordon was saying. One of the things that I think the main things for Rangers are doing is trying to tie Nico Raskin down in an extended contract. I think we should be making him captain, and I think we should be building the midfield around him. Since about the set, I know people going about the end of the season, but it was the last 5 or 6 months of the season. From about December onwards, he started getting into his stride. He had the injuries before that, and he put that a lot down to himself. He tried to bulk up, and it wasn't working out for him. He was picking up injuries. I read
story he came out with, and he blames himself for it. He did try to bulk himself up, picked up injuries because it got the weight back off, and then he's been fantastic since then. I mean, I think it was January time he was captain for a few games, done really well, and I think even if he just got me sign a 1 year extension and keep him for another year, you know, so he's got 3 years, he's got 2 years left as far as I believe. You wouldn't like to let him go down to 1 year next year and then you're in a sticky wicket with him. But I think that's the main priority, especially if we can if we sell Hamza Egonan for a decent fee and that releases funds to strengthen the team. I would rather he went than Raskin, to be 100% honest. I think he's a bit lazy, to be honest with you.
I certainly agree with Kenny there. If I'm Russell Martin coming in that door, I'm looking at Raskin, the middle of the park, and I'm building my team round about him. I think also he started becoming a goal threat. You know, when you seen him at the beginning, he was that sort of a, he just broke the play up, that sitting midfielder, the guy that just went and covered different positions. But lately he's added so much to his game. His timing runs in the box, and I think that he'll get better at that. I think he can add goals next season to his game, which would put another bit of money on his price tag. He's a very, very good player. He's got great ability. I think he'll only get better. He's at a right age. I'd be surprised if Rangers sell him unless it's, as I say, money they can't refuse. I wouldn't be. If I'm Russell Martin, I'm looking at that squad, and he's one guy in that team that I want to keep.
Just a quick one, Kenny. You said you'd make him captain going forward. Russell Martin's coming. He's got a clean slate. His first game's on the 22nd of July against Panathinaikos. If you're Russell Martin, are you giving the armband to Nico Raskin? Are you taking it off James Tavernier? Are you dropping James Tavernier for Max Aarons, who signed yesterday? What are you doing there?
If Nico stays, I think he's going to play more games than Tav this season. I think I watch a lot of the Rangers podcasts and different things, and there's quite a lot of talk about James Tavernier either been rotated quite a lot or even going to the right side of a free centre-back, depending on how Russell Martin decides to set the team up. But a couple of other ones are saying, like, the way they do it in the abroad quite a bit is you have two captains. You have an on-field captain, then you have a club captain who will be more or less in charge in the dressing room. So if that was the case and Nico's going to stay and he's going to play a lot more games than him, I would make him the team captain for on-field, because I was really impressed when he was captain the way he didn't stand for any nonsense. He backs himself up and the team up to the hilt. And I just think he is a made captain. I think if he's not captain, he'll be captain by a big team one day.
Well, thank you very much to Kenny and Gourock for your call. He thinks that Nico Raskin should be the Rangers captain for the season ahead. Do you agree with him, Rangers supporters? You know the number to call, 0141 951 1025. And Celtic fans, Nicholas Kuhn could be going to Como. Would you be happy or sad to see him go? Do you want a replacement in? How soon do you want to see that business done? You know the number. But first, before we hear more calls, let me tell you about this. Now, you could be sitting on over £500,000 tomorrow. Enter Make Me A Winner Now and you're in it to win Friday's £540,000. You get 100 entries into the draw. Text BANK 61025. Text a £10 plus standard network rate. For one entry, text YES to 61025. Text R250 plus a standard network rate. Or you can call 03434 269 340. Calls are charged at the standard rate, over 18s only. Online entry and all the rules for this Rayo Network competition are at makemeawinner.co.uk. Lines close at 5 o'clock on Friday. All you've got to do is answer the phone and over £500,000 will be yours, paid straight into your bank account. How about that for a Friday afternoon in the summer? Text YES to 61025 now.
Tackle the headlines. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
into the final part of tonight's Super Scoreboard. Gordon Dalziel here with me, Gabriel Antoniazzi, in the studio. Still time to call. You know the number, 01419511025. We've been talking about Rangers. Hamza Igerman, is he moving to Lille? What price for? Nico Raskan, is he going to stay at the club? How important is he for what Russell Martin is building going forwards? And Celtic supporters, Nicolas Kühn, looks like he's going to be going out, but who is it to? Is it Como? Is it RB Leipzig? And how much are you going to get for the German winger? Let's go back to the phones, though. We've got Andy in Finiston, my neck of the woods. How are you doing tonight, Andy?
All right, mate. How are you? All right?
Yeah, very well, very well. What are your thoughts on the links with Igerman to Ligue 1?
Well, I said to Ross, I said it'd be a great return, but I think the guy's only going to get better. So keep him for another season and get more money for him. I mean, I think he's got a lot. He's still got a lot to learn. I mean, I know he's a centre forward, but when you see like something like Dessers back defending, Igerman didn't seem to do that, but I just think we could keep him and obviously that. I said that a couple of weeks ago, but asking, keep him for this season coming up and then we could get more money from him.
Is there no concern with Igerman? I mean, he's still got plenty of time left in his contract, but is there no concern that he has a dip in form and then you end up in a Morelos and Kent situation when they should have gone for double figures, millions-wise, and they go away for free?
Well, I don't think so because he's a young boy and he's got a lot of years ahead of him. So I really just think he's only going to get better. So no, I'm not getting it. If he was a bit older, no, maybe. I would say what you said, yeah. But right now, no, he's only going to get better.
Gordon, could that make a difference this year, Russell Martin? If he's got Igerman, say you sell Dessers, and you've got Raskin, that is something that could potentially challenge Celtic this season.
I think it's got to take more than that. I think the rebuild's on for Rangers, and I think Russell Martin's obviously targeting that back line, quite rightly so. I think he's got to try and make Rangers very hard to break down and beat, make them solid. Look, I take on board Andy's point about why don't you keep him for another year? He may get better. He's young. He's got great potential. He's got good ability. I'm sorry, I think you've got to deal with the here and now. I think Rangers have been stung before with that. You never know that lack of form, a fallout, an injury, whatever it may be, you're gambling on it. I think you've got to look at the situation right here and now. Does it help Russell Martin if you bring in someone last year, 1.7 million, and you sell them the guts of 15 million? 100%. Mm-hmm. And I think you've got to concentrate in the here and now. Yes, if we had a crystal ball and say, well, the lad will go and keep improving and he'll score goals and he'll become better, then you're thinking, oh, the price will only go up. But unfortunately, we don't have that and you've got to deal with it. And I think Rangers have learnt their lessons. Mm-hmm. And I think what they would do is, if that money was up put on the table, I think Igerman would be going out of Ibrox.
Andy, just finally, if you keep Igerman and you keep Raskin, can you win the league next season?
It's going to be really hard. I mean, Celtic are pushing it. I know, I hate to say it, but they're a really good team and they've got money as well. But no, I just feel that this year might be a kind of rebuilding year. But we'll see how Russell Martin does, and who we still don't know who's leaving, who's coming in again. So, but I'm just hoping we can't. I'd love to win it this year. I'd love to win it this season. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, thank you very much for your call, Andy. We'll quickly get one more in. Willie is a Rangers fan in Cumnock. Willie, what are your thoughts this evening, all this chat about Hamza Igerman and Nico Raskin? How important is it that they stay?
Well, I'll be honest. All right, he scored that good goal against Celtic, but he's very, very lazy. And if it was Dessers or anybody else, Gordon himself played up front, although he wasn't a forward. He wasn't a centre forward as such. You need a decent partner, and he's not a decent partner because he doesn't work hard enough. I've got a mate who played with Motherwell, God no known, George White, and he's been a pal of mine for a long, long time. And he says that. He says, if I was Dessers, he says, I'd be grabbing him in that dressing room at half-time and kicking him up the backside. He says, because he doesn't work hard enough. And whether it's because he's young and he's not got a lot of experience, I don't know. But to go back to the Raskin thing, to me, he's got to be made captain. Give him a decent contract. If somebody comes in, then they'll need to pay all the odds for him. And if no, Russell Martin can build the team round about him. Tav's had his chance. We know he's done this and that, and his numbers are great. But at the end of the day, he couldn't defend to save his life. He's never been a defender. So he's always been the same. And Lee Wallace was the same. You used to bum about Lee Wallace. I don't know what the hell they saw in him, because he was the same. Him and Wee Mackay were great going forward, great interlocking together, but he couldn't defend to save his life.
So you'd be taking the captain, if you're Russell Martin, you're going in and taking the captain's armband off James Tavernier and throwing it at the feet of Nico Raskin?
Absolutely. He'll be a Belgian captain.
I think Willie will not be alone in this. I think a lot of Rangers fans out there would like to see that happen. But every manager's come in the building has stuck with Tavernier as a captain. Mm-hmm. He must be very good around the dressing room. Doesn't miss a lot of games. I know that some Rangers fans criticise him that he's not a Rangers captain. I think sometimes Tavernier gets a bit of unfair criticism. I like what he's produced at Rangers. I think his numbers have been very, very good. It might be time for freshness. It might be a time for, you know, someone like Raskin to go and take the armband, because he's had that before, and I think he responded to it, and I think players round about him responded to him. But it'll be interesting to see when the first game kicks off. If Tavernier's playing, I would expect him still to be the captain of Rangers.
Willie, just a quick one finally before we go. You think he's a future Belgium captain. If you're being offered £20 million for Nico Raskin, are you taking that?
A yes or no, do Willie.
Yes,
hurry
or
up,
no,
the
Willie.
Tune's coming on.
Of course you will. Don't be so silly.
Okay.
Brilliant, Willie. Thank Willie's you so answer. Much. Easy days. Well, there you have it. Rangers, Nico Raskin. Will he be the new captain, or will he be off for £20 million? Hamza Igerman, could he be away as well? We'll find out. I'll be back tomorrow with Hugh Keevans, but thank you for all of the calls this evening. Up next, Callum Gallagher.